Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at West Lafayette High School. We're in West Lafayette, Indiana. Going to be a girls basketball game tonight on a Thursday night. The band is on hand. I'm not sure they're all here. They got a lot of brass instruments. They got a lot of percussion up there, and they're playing some Chicago, some older Chicago right there. I believe when Peter Cetera was singing, he does a great job. 8:38 on the pregame clock, getting ready for basketball. Happy to be here. We mentioned you're listening to an education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So we do appreciate you being here with us tonight. Audibly ought to be a good game tonight. We'll talk a little bit about each school. A little mention first for the visiting team on the scoreboard. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731. They're class 3A in their sectional 24. Seven in their sectional. Sectional will happen at Hamilton Heights High School this season. In their sectional is Hamilton Heights. They're currently 10-1. Jay County, currently 9-1. Franklin, currently 8-3. Yorktown, right now they're 4-5. Centerville, they're 4-6. Delta, they're 4-8. Followed up by Newcastle. We mentioned the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Sherrod Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Alden. The athletic office manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. We mentioned Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802. State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West. We mentioned in the East Division, they stack up like this as conference games happen throughout the season. We'll mention at the top, it's Northwestern. They're 2-0 in the conference, 9-2 overall. Western in second place, they're 1-0, 8-3 overall. Hamilton Heights yet to play a conference game. They were going to play Northwestern. That game's going to be rescheduled. We'll mention Hamilton Heights overall, 10-1. Lewis Taft, the Lewis Taft Lady Kings, 0-1. They're 4-6 overall. We'll mention Tipton. They're 0-2 in the conference. That's the East Division. They're 4-4 overall. They got a new head coach. She's going to do just fine and just play basketball and Tipton herself. We'll mention the West Division, Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they're 3 wins, 0 losses. They need one more win to win the West Division for this season. And we'll also mention they're 13-0. We'll talk about some rankings here in a little bit, and I will let you know Twin Lakes Indians, they're at the top of the Associated Press. We'll mention Benton Central. They're 2-1. They're 7-3. Central Catholic, they're 0-0. They'll pick up their West Division games after the first of the year. I believe on January 5th they'll start out. And we'll mention West Lafayette. West Lafayette, they're 0-2 in the West. They're 11-3 overall. Followed up by Rensselaer Central, they're 0-2, 7-6. Overall, we'll let you know the Hamilton Heights Huskies average per game. This is the offensive output, 43.2. This is going to be an interesting game. It's going to be somebody putting their will against the other team's will. We'll see. We'll mention Hamilton Heights 10-1. They're 0-0 in the East Hoosier Conference. And we'll mention the head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 109 wins, 49 losses, 4 minutes left in the pregame. We'll mention Coach Keegan Cherry working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda after tonight for the Huskies. It'll be Tuesday, the 20th of December. LaPel Lady Bulldogs will be at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll talk a little bit about the West Lafayette Red Devils. Red Devil School was founded in 1939. We'll mention Hamilton Heights was founded in 1955. They conglomerated. They came from Jackson Central to turn into Hamilton Heights. That's 1965. As mentioned, West Lafayette founded 1939. West Lafayette Red Devils have a school enrollment of 754. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Benton Central High School. We'll mention the Twin Lakes Indians. They're at the top right now. They're 13-0. That's in the sectional. West Lafayette in that sectional, they're 11-3. Western, the Lady Panthers are 8-3. Benton Central, they're currently 7-3. Rensselaer Central, 7-6. North Montgomery, they're 2-10. And Frankfort, 1-9. We'll mention the principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director, the director of athletics is Joel Strode. We'll mention the assistant athletic director is Jane Scott. She's in the gym tonight. She is the girls' basketball coach for West Lafayette. And also the athletic office manager, that's Kathy Slaughter. We appreciate her help with the roster. Very thankful at putting in sports. We'll mention West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street. West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can dial them up at 765-746-0400. West Lafayette High School, their website is westlafayetteathletics.com. They wear the colors scarlet and gray. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Tonight's game is a cross-conference matchup right here at West Lafayette High School. We'll mention West Lafayette Red Devils. They average, per game average, offensively, 14 games, 62.4 points. We'll mention West Lafayette currently 11 wins, 3 losses, 0-2 in the Hoosier West. The head coach is Jane Schott. Jane Schott, working in year number 16 at West Lafayette, 216 wins, 141 losses. Overall, working in year number 23, 284 wins, 230 losses. The next game on the agenda after tonight for West Lafayette is going to be Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. It'll be at 6 and 7:30 for the varsity. West Lafayette Red Devils will travel into battle with the Frankfort Lady Hot Dogs. Clock rolling down, 24 seconds left in pregame. Get ready for some basketball. Girls variety tonight. You can probably hear that band. Okay, what halftime? We're going to have a halftime guest. Ought to be pretty special. Pretty cool guy, and he is humble. We'll talk to him at halftime. 4 seconds, they're going to stand for the national anthem. We'll do just the same. It'll be addressed by the public address. Making those feel welcome. Sportsmanship. Ought to be a good ball game here tonight. We're going to set this down. I'm going to go to the next one. That's our national anthem performed by the band. They're right at Jason here. They're over in the corner. They're vertical right there in the bleachers. Probably about 20 of them. That is wonderful. This guy has some information. A good friend is telling me. I say, well, I just met the guy that tells us that Shane Schott is from Tipton High School. We'll mention the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6 junior, that's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 10, a 5'9" junior, Cameron Runner. Wearing number 20, she's 5'4", she's a senior, that's Kaylee Roke. Number 23, 5'7", she's a junior, that's Cassidy Schenkel. And number 24, she's a 5'9" junior, that's Hadley Cherry. The head coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. We'll mention about the West Lafayette Red Devils starting lineup. Wearing number 5, a 5'10" junior, Sarah Wirth. Wearing number 10, a 5'10" junior, Adrian Tolan. Wearing number 14, a 5'10" senior, Annie Karloftis. Wearing number 22, a 5'10" senior, Kennedy Martin. And wearing number 24, a 5'7" junior, Vivian Huston. Vivian Huston will mention the head coach of West Lafayette Lady Red Devils is James Schott. They're getting ready to jump it up. Cameron Leonard for Hamilton Heights at 5'9", going to jump it up. She's going to go against number 14, Annie Karloftis. Tip goes to the backcourt picked up by Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Hamilton Heights wearing the all-orange. Ella Hickok going to wear the undersleeve, short sleeve. She'll wear white under her jersey. We'll mention West Lafayette Red Devils wearing the white uniforms, customary for a home basketball game. They've got the red numerals on the front and on the back. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Throwing the ball around. We'll mention out top Ella Hickok. Free throw line to kick it back out. First shot in the air. Wouldn't go. That was Katie Roten. Rebound tipped down and picked up by Ella Hickok. Go try it again. 7:24 on the game clock. Working out top, Ella Hickok. She'll work at right side, deep in the front court. Katie Roten touches the hands briefly of Hadley Cherry. They'll work it back left side. Ella Hickok gives the camera runner. Cross court, double skip pass. Katie Roten, she'll backpedal. She'll face the double team. Going to be picked up there, knocked out of there, and picked up by 24, Vivian Huston. Back the other direction, in the paint. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. Hamilton Heights going to get the steal in the front court. So they trade basketballs right there at opposite ends of the floor. Hamilton Heights in the front end right now at front court, working the ball back and forth. Ella Hickok, Katie Roten, well behind the arc right there, slowing this ball down. They're trying to impose the will upon the other's will. I tell you what, it's going to be a zigzag type of game. You mentioned the Red Devils like to get up and down the floor. Their last ball game, they came up with 89 points. Outside the arc, shot in the air. Ella Hickok would go. Rebound, Cassidy Schenkel. She'll bounce it down low near the baseline. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to West Lafayette Red Devils. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. It's going to be brought in number 5, Sarah Wirth. 5'10 junior. They're ready to toss it in. They toss it in. Number 10, Adrian Tolan. Tolan on the walk pace. She'll cross the timeline on the dribble. Picking her up out near the top of the circle is Cameron Leonard. Still about 6-8 feet between them. She'll pick up her dribble out top. She'll work it left side. That's number 5, Sarah Wirth. On the dribble, working against hers, Kennedy Roten. They're working back behind the arc. Back out top, stationary dribble. Adrian Tolan should pick up the dribble. She'll work it right side at number 5. Sarah Wirth. They'll work it down low. They'll get it in the paint. First shot of the ball game that goes in. Right there. West Lafayette Red Devils. Credits the basket. 14. Annie Karloftis. They'll work it back and forth to the front court. They'll pass it to the front court. Have this here to get to Cameron Renner. She'll dribble outside the paint. She'll work it through the corner. Right side. Schenkel. Back out top. Ella Hickok, right side, back pedal dribble. That's Cameron Leonard on the dribble. Loosely guarding her at 24, Vivian Huston. Now she'll dribble out top of the circle. Pick up the dribble a little quicker, stationary. That's Cameron Leonard. She'll approach right side, bring the ball back out. They'll bounce it out top near the center circle. Kennedy Roten works it left side, Ellie Hickok. Kennedy Roten, she'll dribble right outside the arc. Looking for an opening inside. Ellie Hickok going to cross over just outside the paint. She'll push it back out. Top of the circle right there works the basketball. Kennedy Roten to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, bounce pass to the corner. Thought about a shot. Kennedy Roten elected not to shoot. She'll pass it back out top to restart the offense. Cameron Runner back to Roten. Roten well behind the arc trying to motion some motion going on right there. They go free throw line and kick it back out. Bounce pass to the corner. Going to drive baseline. Ellie Hickok. She tried to pass down low, which she corrected. Picked up by West Lafayette. Sarah Worth. To the front court. She'll pick up her dribble. Out top of the basketball. That's 22. Kennedy Martin. She'll drive the lane just outside, inside the paint. Left side. She'll draw a foul. She'll take the first shot at the free throw line here in the ball game. And at the free throw line, 22, Kennedy Martin. Her shot wouldn't go. She's shooting 64% entering the ball game. She's now 22 for 43 on the season. Second shot, up and good. Gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Kennedy Martin. 3-0 contest. West Lafayette in front. Hamilton Heights trying to break the press. They'll do it with the pass across the timeline. Hadley Cherry. She'll work it back to Cameron Leonard deep in the front court. She'll work it right side, Ellie Hickok. They'll go to the opposite corner. Kaylee Roten, three-point shot in the air, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound collected by West Lafayette, 14, Annie Karloftis. Back to the front court. They'll work it right side. Dribble in, she'll take a baseline jumper. Shot wouldn't go, that was Kennedy Martin. Rebound, Lady Huskies. To the front court with the basketball, Cameron Leonard. She's going to get called for a traveling violation. She was pressing right there. She tried to hit a jump stop and couldn't quite land it. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. 3:36 on the game clock. 3-0 contest. Lady Devils in front. I should say the Red Devils. Lady Devils tipped and that's where shot in front. Coach shot. We're in the right side. Behind the arc on the dribble. Free throw line. So dribble back around. Vivian Huston. They'll work at left side. Kennedy Martin to the corner. Sarah Worth will pass out of the top of the circle. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. Back, they'll work at the worst. She'll dribble into paint. She'll dish it down low. Two-point bucket, good. Shred the bucket. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. 5-0 contest. Coach Katie Cherry elects to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, if you don't have a computer, you can get that all. You can get that through the mail. That's Noblesville, Indiana address. We'll mention you can get the Hamilton County Reporter anywhere in county. The rate is $24 a year. Out of county, the rate is $50 per year. You only need to contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. 765-585-9519. That's 765-585-9519. Hamilton County Reporter. Brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in right there. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll cross the timeline. Double team. She'll pass out of it. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Chest pass tipped away and picked up there by Ella Hickok. On the dribble, Kennedy Roten trying to make a pass. Working it right there out top is Ella Hickok. She'll spin move. She'll go to the surface, and she'll pass left side to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner soft pass overhead of Adrian Tolan. They'll work it down low off the glass. Shot when he goes for Hadley Cherry. Rebound putback is good. Cassidy Schaefer for 2 points for the Lady Huskies. 5-2 ball game. 2:20 left here in the first quarter. Cross the timeline on the dribble. She'll slow it up now. Stationary dribble. Working against her. That was Tian Adrian Tolan. Guarding her right now is Cameron Rutter. They're working in. Elbow left side. Thought about a traveling violation. Coach Small thought it was. And they're working back right side. Behind the arc. Adrian Tolan. Tolan has a triple threat. The count was being administered there. Cameron Leonard was guarding close. And then we're going back out top with the basketball. Sarah Wirtz working right side behind the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Vivian Hudson rebound. Wex Lafayette. Grant the board. Martin outside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Long off the rim. We're in the car. T-55. Blockout foul right there. That shot was taken by 14. Annie will mention that shot was taken by 24. Vivian Hudson. They're going to whistle a foul. First foul for Wex Lafayette. It's going to be called on Annie Karlofis. She has one. Going to work it behind the three-point stripe. Hamilton Heights. The movement right side on the dribble. Kind of a sideways dribble. That's Cameron Rutter. She'll pitch it back to Ella Hickok. She's in the paint. She'll kick it back out. Trying to get a shot worked up there for Cameron Rutter. The defense converges. She passes out of it. Gets it back to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten. Cross-court adjacent pass. Right and left. They're working it back and forth. Ella Hickok. Kaylee Roten. Guarding Roten right there is Adrian Poland. 54 seconds left here in the first quarter. They're working in the paint. Kathy Schenkel back out to Hadley Cherry. Cross-court pass. Kaylee Roten back to Ella Hickok. Kaylee Roten with the basketball. 42 seconds left here in the first quarter. 5-2 ball game. They're working through the left corner. Baseline. Go dribble out of there. Cross-court skip pass from Cameron Leonard. Kaylee Roten. You're going to get a step call. She's going to call her for a traveling violation. Going to give the ball back to Wex Lafayette. In the ball game from the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown, a 5'6 sophomore. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 20. Working right there. That's Kaylee Roten. Ball brought in. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. 25 seconds. Wex Lafayette, Red Devils. 24, Vivian Hudson. They're working through the corner. Sarah Wirtz. They get it back and forth to Hudson. Out top of the basketball. That's Martin. Kennedy Martin. Going to dribble right side near the corner. And tips out of bounds. Last touch. Good hands there by Hadley Cherry. Going to get the ball back to Wex Lafayette, Red Devils. They'll bring it in from the side court near the corner. In their front court, going to be inbound by 24, Vivian Hudson. 9.9 seconds left. Brings it in to Wirtz. That's Sarah Wirtz. Being guarded right there by Katie Brown. Spin move. Outside the arc. Martin takes the three-point shot. When he goes, hits the deck. Right there and breathe down Hamilton Heights. Way deep in the backcourt. Not even going to get a shot away. Cameron Runner on the dribble. At the end of one quarter of play, Wex Lafayette, Lady Red Devils, 5. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 2. We'll mention this game is in part. Being brought to you by FrickandFishers.com since 1983. You can find them. They got great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location, Noblesville. Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. You can score their quality used car inventory. Visit them online or on site, FrickandFishers.com. They're going to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow going to give the basketball to Wex Lafayette. Cross the sideline on the dribble with the basketball. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. They're working behind the arc. They kick it back to Tolan. They go to the corner with it. Sarah Wirth, he's guarded there by Hadley Cherry. Working his zone right there. They're working the left side. Works it back out from Adrian Tolan. Back to Kennedy Martin. They're moving the ball quick around the perimeter. That's 5, Sarah Wirtz out top. Works the basketball to Kennedy Martin. They're working around the perimeter again. Back in the hands of Sarah Wirtz. 7:24 on the game clock. First possession. Wex Lafayette has it in the front court. Second quarter. On the dribble, back tail dribble. That's Adrian Tolan. She'll work it near the center circle, pass it right side. 24, Vivian Hudson. They work it down low. They go off the glass. 2-point bucket good. That's 14, Annie Karlofsky. 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. 7-2 ball game. West Lafayette in front. Working it out top. They're working the free throw line. Shot on the way. Rim to rail. Way to go. That was Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there. West Lafayette. Back the other direction. At 10, Adrian Tolan. They're working back around the perimeter. Sarah Worth out top. Kennedy Martin. They're working down low in the paint. Shot with to go. She'll shoot two. She'll be fouled in the act of shooting. That was 14. Annie Karloftis. Foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Cassidy Schenkel. At the free throw line, 14. Annie Karloftis shooting two shots. First shot rimmed off. Wouldn't go. She'll get one more. 6:38 on the game clock. 7-2 ball game, 7-2 contest, right here on a Thursday night, Hamilton Heights, West Lafayette, girls basketball. Next shot up and rims off long, we go, rebound, Cameron Runner. To the front court, 3-on-3, she'll jump, step in the lane, shot off the mark, we go. Might have been brushed, no foul, a little bit of friction there. Back out top, they'll move the basketball, they'll go outside, 3-point shot good, Sarah Worth. Sarah Worth comes up with three from the right corner near the baseline. 10-2 contest. Hamilton Heights in the front court. 6-10 on the game clock. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. They're going to converge on her. She picks the ball up. She'll work it overhead to Katie Brown. Katie Brown is going to be the last to touch the ball. Going to go out of bounds in front of the West Lafayette bench area. We're going to see back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights. It's going to be number 20, Kaylee Roten. Going to sit down, take a breather. That's number 3, Katie Brown. Going to be brought in from side court in front of the West Lafayette bench. On the dribble, that's number 10, Adrian Tolan. We're going to get her, Cameron Runner. She'll work at left side, Vivian Huston. Back to Kennedy. Kennedy Martin, shot from the corner edge, wouldn't go. 3-4 shot wouldn't happen for Vivian Huston. Cross the timeline on the quick dribble. Right there is Ellen Hickok. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball right there in front of the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils bench. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner going to trigger the inbound. 5:33 left here in the second quarter. 10-2 contest. West Lafayette in front. Cross court pass. Goes loose, nearly picks up, nearly brought back by Hamilton Heights, and then lose the basketball once again, going through the front court. Right there was West Lafayette. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Going to enter the ballgame, West Lafayette Red Devils. Going to be number 40, Bree Johnson. Taking a breather for West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. Is 24, Vivian Huston. Going to be brought in side court. In the front court, brought in by Sarah Worth. Shot at the free throw line, wouldn't go. That was Ken Adrian Tolan. She ends up giving the ball to Sarah Worth. Shot from the baseline for Worth, wouldn't go. It's going to be a tie-up. It's going to be, they're going to whistle this a foul other than the tie-up. They're going to whistle this foul on the Lady Red Devils. It's going to be whistled on 14. Annie Karloftis, she'll pick up her second foul here in the second quarter. She'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Red Devils. Here's 24, Vivian Huston. Foul situation, home team, Lady Red Devils have two. The Lady Huskies have three. That's first half, a cumulative. They're looking behind the arc. 3-point shot from the corner. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. Smiley face right around the rim. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Back the other direction, Adrian Tolan, tipped away on the shot, ball comes up into the hands of Cassidy Schenkel, she dishes off point guard, Ellen Hickok, in the front court, she'll dish it left side, Katie Rose, she'll pick up a dribble, she'll go free throw line, Cassidy Schenkel, Schenkel gives it right back to Ellen Hickok, 4:32 on the game clock, out top, dribbling, going to dribble right, well behind the arc, Ellen Hickok, back to Cameron Runner. There's a logo there at center court. They're working back in. Have the cherry. They're working around the perimeter now. Ellen Hickok with the basketball. She'll work on the left side. Kaylee Roten Back to Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock on the dribble should go in the paint. There was a basketball. Hadley Cherish will pass back out of there. Kane Roten back to Ella Hitchcock to the corner. It'll be a cross-court pass. It'll be picked up going the other direction. It's 24, Vivian Huston. And good defense right there. Kaylee Roten guarding the basketball. Ball got tipped. She was going heading out of bounds on the baseline. And Kaylee Roten last to touch it. She's standing out of bounds. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Taking a breather, I believe, is going to be number 23, Cassidy Shakel. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention 10-2 contest at the moment. 3:58 left here in the second quarter. We'll mention the Lady Red Devils in front. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Ball's going to be brought in baseline by the West Lafayette Red Devils. Right of the bucket is going to be number 5, Sarah Wirth. She'll get it in. 40, Bree Johnson. Bree Johnson wearing the facial apparatus. Going to play just fine with it on. She's outside the paint. Guarding her right there. Going to pick up the basketball. Ella Hitchcock, she lost the handle on the floor. It's finally going to be a tie-up. It's going to be a jump ball. Involved there, the jump ball had the Cameron runner, and it was tied up by 40. Bree Johnson, she's a 5'9 sophomore. Going to be inbound left corner of the scores bench. Going to be brought in by Sarah Wirth from West Lafayette. She gets it in 22. Kennedy Martin on the dribble working against her as Cameron Runner. They'll work her right side. They'll pass it down low. They'll bring the ball to the corner. That was 5, Sarah Wirth. Ball's loose under the bucket. Going to be picked up by Katie Roach. She'll fix it left side. Have the Cherry. She'll give the ball up. Point guard in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock. She'll pass it to the frontcourt. Number 20, that's Katie Roach. 3:18 on the game clock. They're working in the paint. Cameron Runner should go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. She was defended heavily. Right here by 22, Kennedy Martin. Going to cross the timeline on the dribble. Working it back around, Adrian Toler. She'll work it behind the arc right there on the left side. Vivian Huston on behind the arc. And we're going to say 22, Kennedy Martin. Going to be fouling the three-point line. Shot taken. Right of center wouldn't go. That was 40, Bree Johnson. Cross the timeline with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Going to give it back to Ella Hitchcock. She's being guarded there by Adrian Toler. They're working left side. Katie Roten, get it back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll dribble the paint at right elbow. They're working back around. Katie Brown, Katie Roten. Get back to have the chair. Now back to Katie Roten. 2:27 on the game clock. Behind the arc right side. She'll bring the ball back out. Ella Hitchcock. On the dribble to go free throw line, have the cherry. She'll pass it back out behind the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble, give it back to Ella Hitchcock. They'll go to the corner with it. They're going to call an offensive foul. Evidently, an illegal screen. It'll be a blocking foul. They're going to call a screen. Illegal screen will be whiffled on Kaylee Rope. But it might not have been so severe, but it's severe enough to call. So that's 2 fouls on Kaylee. 4 on the Lady Huskies, 2 thus far on the Lady Red Devils. They'll pass to beat the press across the timeline on the dribble, Vivian Huston. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Threat at the bucket, 22. Kennedy Martin from left elbow extended. 1:50 on the game clock. Across the timeline on the dribble is Ella Hitchcock. Picking her up closely is Adrian Tolan. Going to get by Tolan. They'll go to the corner. Shot in the air, got it, nothing but net. Right corner baseline, 3-point shot, good. Number 3, Katie Brown. 13-5 contest. Lady Red Devils in front. They're going to whistle a foul, trying to take a jump right there. She did not take the shot. She jumped, didn't release the ball. They're going to bring it in out of bounds, from out of bounds. They're going to whistle this foul on Ella Hickok. She has two in the ballgame. 1:29 left here in the second quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Going to be brought in Sarah Worth. So we're getting the paint. Worth will make it as number 10. Adrian Tolan shot when to go. Rebound, Lady Huskies. In the front court, Cameron Renner. Going to go off the glass. And a no-flop call here. I saw there was a flop call earlier. It was a Cowboys game. So 2-point bucket good. Cameron Renner, 13-7. Going to be a turnover committed by West Lafayette in their front court. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Back in the ball game for West Lafayette. Going to be number 14, Annie Karloftis. 110 on the game clock. Brought in by Cameron Renner. Across the sideline at a dribble pace. Now walk across to Kelly Hickok. 1:02 left. Lady Huskies in the front court. Cameron Renner gets the ball back from Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Katie Brown not open. She hit the three from there. Defense traverses. That was 14. Karloftis with the defense. They bring it back out. They'll set the offense up. They're working in the paint. Katie Brown. They're working outside the arc. Shot off the mark. 3-point land. Way to go for Cameron Renner. Shot in the air. Rimmed around. Way to go. Shot taken by Ella Hickok. They're going to work for the rebound in the backcourt. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. Going to be whistling on Hamilton Heights. Hadley Cherry going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. That's 6 on the Lady Huskies. One more from the bonus. Passed it back and forth in the backcourt. Good footwork right there as Cameron Renner deflected a pass with the foot. They get the ball back to West Lafayette. Trying to break the press. Hamilton Heights 3 on the press. They'll relax now. They pass it to the front court. Adrian Tolan behind the arc, she'll set it up out top again straight away near the center circle. 15 seconds left. 13-7, West Lafayette in front on the dribble. That's 5, Sarah Worth back out top. They'll get it to 10, Adrian Tolan. She'll dribble right. 3 seconds, driving the lane. Fifth, number 5, Sarah Worth, shot wouldn't go. Got about a 12-footer on the run. Ball rims out. We'll go to halftime right now. Score at halftime is West Lafayette Red Devils 13. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 7. 10 minutes intermission. And a good ball game between these two teams. You know, they work at it. They feverishly work at practice. They do a lot of different things on the floor that you cannot see. Obviously, internet radio, but they moved around the area right there, and then they work hard at it, and then they're working at it right now. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going, or where you might be when you land your home. Well, listen, you can call or text message Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Hey, we're joined by halftime guest. I'm going to unplug right here. One moment.
How are you? You appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to talk right now. Hey, one, we're blessed to have him. That's Coach Shane Fry, West Lafayette Red Devils. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, good to see you. A long time.
Not too long. A few years. As long as we can still recognize each other, that's good.
For sure.
I tell you why, them here on Red Devils, you're playing good. I got to mention, you've been 10 years at the helm. Getting ready to start your 11th, you've got a record that's good, and you'll tell me that it's staff-related, and that's 107-19. That's a pretty good record, sir.
Yeah, you know, the wins come from a team game, and, you know, our players have been really good, and we've had the same staff in place all that time, and, you know, basically the coaching staff just tries not to screw it up too bad, and the guys keep playing well, so it's been fun.
Tell you what, you've coached some good guys here, and we'll get to that in a moment, but I got to mention that I went back and checked you out. In 2018, you got the 3-8 title, and that was quite a game. I tell you what, you played Evansville Memorial twice in the final game, but you did get a win in 18.
Yeah, we beat them in 09 and then also in 18. And, you know, it's a really good team. Coach Hurley's done a heck of a job down there. And it's, you know, it's a team from that far away. You don't expect to play more than once. But it just happened that we matched up with them twice in the state championship and came out on top both times.
What you followed your predecessor, and then that was Marshall Overly. He went 12 years. I tell you what, I'm sure you learned a lot out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. I was an assistant for 7 years under Coach O. He's a great man. He's a great teacher. You know, class, sportsmanship, good football coach, the total package, and it was really good for me to learn under someone like that.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about your team the whole night. We're talking about something else. But I wanted to bring up Matt Lancaster. What a quality guy. Talk about his quarterback skills.
Oh, man, he was something else. You know, I was an assistant coach back then when Matt was playing, and just a heck of a quarterback. And I think, you know, really he was kind of a late bloomer. You know, he's pretty good as a sophomore, and then it progressed as a junior and had a pretty serious injury. And then as a senior, really, really good and started growing more as a senior. But then in college, you know, he went to Illinois State, and then to Butler, transferred to Butler, was their Pioneer League Player of the Year, I think Offensive Player of the Year two different times. You know, now he probably finished his playing days at 6'4", 220 pounds, just a beast, really good player, and you know, still supports West Lafayette Athletics. He's a dentist here in town. He's a great guy to have around. He's a great, great player to coach and a great person.
Well, I would say a little bit. I went to Sheridan his junior year, final game. I was going to watch Nick Zachary and him go at it. I get over there and I find out, you talk about the injury, he was in the hospital with his left shoulder, was it?
Right shoulder, some issues there. And, you know, we didn't know until I think the Sunday of that, before that game. You know, it's kind of interesting who ended up playing there. A little sophomore named Daniel Wattica came in and quarterbacked that game. We couldn't beat Sheridan, but that was he started that game, and then our playoff game, we lost Eastbrook, and then he went back to wide receiver, and Matt played quarterback the full next year, and then the following year, Daniel played quarterback, and he ended up Mr. Football, and we won a state 15-0 state championship, so it's funny how things worked out.
I got to bring up another football story. I did go to several of your games on your way to the final game. I didn't get to see the final game, but I saw it on my iPad while I was doing a basketball game. But anyway, that was a close game. But hey, I did follow you to Fort Wayne Lures, and that was a mud bowl. Before the third play of the game, the fullback's number was a mystery.
Yeah, it was. I've never seen a game like that, especially a high profile playoff game, and it was really a shame that we had to play in those conditions. But it is what it is, and both teams had to play in them. And you know, our kids really toughed it out. We were down 14-0 at halftime in that game. And, you know, I think a couple of our guys said, hey, let's go. And we turned it to our seniors, and they carried us. And we scored 28 unanswered in the second half and got the win.
I tell you what, that's actually pretty good talk right here, football. But I'm going to ask you, are you ready for Christmas? Have you done any shopping, Shane?
I've done a little bit. I'm an internet shopper. My wife does a good job. She talks to Santa Claus quite a bit, and I think they're on the same page, so I think we should be in good shape.
Okay, last time I probably texted with you, you had a boy and a girl. Do you have any more right now?
Nope, still two. We've got Aylin, a 5-year-old, and Austin, a 2-year-old, and they'll be 6 and 3 here in a month.
That's pretty good. It's a little more special. If I can, it'd be more special.
It's awesome. They're great. You know, she's in kindergarten now, and they came to all the football games, and they're starting to figure out what's going on out there and run on the field after the game and stuff. It's awesome.
Okay, I know Amy Carlisle is in the ball game. She plays a lot. She's got 2 fouls right now, but she'll be starting second half. She shoots pretty well, and she's a force underneath. And she's a big gal, but I was going to mention, if you could tell us where Yanni is, and we know about his brother, we'll talk about that in a moment, but for a family that began in Germany and then decided that they had to find a plant step, they picked West Lafayette to locate.
Yeah, so they're actually from Greece. Tragically, their father passed away, and then mom is a West Lafayette grad, so they came back to America and mom's family. But what an incredible family. You mentioned Yanni sitting right across from us in the fifth row there, watching little sister play. George is playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then a little known fact a lot of people don't realize is little brother Nico is a freshman on our football team, he'll be a sophomore next year, and if you don't know now, you'll know soon, because he's going to be a force also.
Tell us what number he's wearing. We'll figure out where he's probably going to be.
He's wearing 51, and he'll be on the offensive line and some defensive line for us.
Good. You think he'll ever snap the ball?
Maybe. Yeah, it's possible. He's versatile and big. He's growing, and it's going to be fun to watch him the next 3 years.
That sounds good. Hey, when Christmas rolls around, will you be around this area?
Yep, we'll be here the whole time. Hopefully get some snow, take kids out sledding, but yep, we'll be around here.
All right, snow on Christmas, but I like it to melt on the 26th.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I tell you what, you've been a blessing to talk to me today. I appreciate you very much, and I think you know that.
Yeah, absolutely, AJ. Thanks. Anytime you're around, hit me up, and I'll be here in a second.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, sir. We're going to plug back in. We'll be right back. Okay, we're plugged back in. 32 seconds left on the intermission clock. That was Coach Shane Fry, West Lafayette Red Devils. What a gentleman. Tell you what, when you compare his coaching, you might think of a Tony Dungy type of coaching. You might think of a Tom Osborne type of coaching. And their pregame, my goodness, you'll never see a pregame more organized than theirs. I haven't seen all of them, but that's pretty good pregame. We're going to inbound the basketball. Lady Husky's going to bring it in from half court. Alternate possession arrow, 8 minutes on the third quarter clock. 13-7 contest, West Lafayette Red Devils. Hamilton Heights Huskies with Lady Husky's in the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Top tapped off, picked up there by 24, Hadley Cherry. She'll work at the Katie Roten. Katie Roten with the basketball. Being guarded there outside the arc, right side, Sarah Worth. Katie Roten is dribbled behind the arc. She'll pass it out top. Cameron Runner. She's looking for a way to enter the lane. Play defense. They kick it back out. 3-4 shot. Way to go. That was Katie Roten. Ball's deflected. Going to be picked up. Going the other direction. Sarah Worth. Sarah Worth going to bring it back out. She'll pick up the dribble. They're going to get it to Adrian Tolan. Back to Kennedy Martin to the corner. Sarah Worth. 3-4 shot. Good. Right corner baseline in front of the Lady Red Devils bench. 16-7 contest, 7:04 left, crossing the timeline on the dribble in the front court, stationary, that's Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner, elbow, left side, they'll go to the corner with it, Kaylee Roten on the dribble. She'll take a shot to get it back out top. Ella Hickok, they'll work it to the corner, Cameron Runner open, short off the rim, wouldn't go, fighting for the board there, ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Cassie Schenkel would be the last to touch it. She was working against Sarah Worth. 16-7 contest here in the third quarter, 6:38 on the game clock. In the backcourt, Hamilton Heights double team, Katie Roten, Cassie Schenkel. We're talking frustration in the front court. Picked up the dribble, drugged the foot. Going to be a traveling violation. Going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. 6:31 on the game clock. Brought in slightly in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock works the right side. Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Cameron Runner. They're working back in. They get it in. They can. Adrian Tolan. Cross-court pass. Sarah Worth. She'll pass it to the front court. Kennedy Martin. Down low. Off the glass from the paint. That's Annie Karloftis for two. 18-9 contest. Lady Red Devils in front. Back to those dribbles. She'll work it left side. She'll cross over. Cameron Runner. Working against her is Vivian Huston. Back out top. Back pedal dribble. She'll reset the offense. Working left side. That was Cameron Runner. Back to Ellie Hitchcock. Back out top now. Well behind the arc. Right side. Katie Roten. Going to be guarded there by 24. Vivian Huston. She'll work it right side. She'll bring the ball back out. That's Katie Roten. Going to take a shot. One to go up and shoot it. And right there in the face. Going to put the hand up, and she does not release the basketball off the floor. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Red Devils on the traveling violation. Brought in opposite the scores bench. Brought in by Sarah Worth. Dribbled across the timeline on the dribble right there. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. They'll work at left side. Sarah Worth back to the basketball. Guarding her is Della Hitchcock. She'll be screened off by Kennedy Martin. Not really yelling screen right there, but they get the ball on the floor right there and get it back up. And that's Ella Hitchcock on the dribble across the timeline. She'll walk across the timeline straight away. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, shot short off the mark, wouldn't go. Trying to get the rebound right there with three. Katie Brown. Katie Brown looking for a bit of a push, but no call. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. That's number five. Sarah Worth. She'll bring it in. 10, Adrian Tolan in the paint. Get it back to Sarah Worth. Lady Huskies providing some friction, some havoc there. Then a step on the side court line. That was Kennedy Martin steps on the side court line in front of the scores bench. Gets it back to Lady Huskies. Coach James Schott thought there might have been a little bit of a push out. Can't say she was wrong. Across the sideline on the dribble, Ella Hitchcock works to the left side. Behind the arc, that's number 10, Adrian Tolan. Crossover. They're going to paint. She off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Annie Karloftis. She get it back to one of the point guards. Number 10, Adrian Tolan. She'll cross the timeline on the dribble. We're going to get Cameron Runner. They'll work at left side. Sarah Worth. Back out. Free throw line. Vivian Huston. Ball's loose. Picked up there by Cameron Runner. Both gals on the floor. No foul call, but Cameron Runner got the basketball. She'll get the basketball now. She'll be bumped. On her approach to the front court, she was in the front court. She was driving with the basketball. Bump foul going to be whistled on West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. It'll whistle a foul on 24 Vivian Huston. She picked up her first foul. That is the overall foul. First foul of the second half. 4:08 on the game clock. Third quarter. It'll be a foul whistle and a call that's offensive. Off the ball foul. Not a lot of major things. Major things just don't happen in a basketball game such as this, but it was a bump. It was necessary to be called. And then a whistle was fouled. Cassidy Schakel, she has one. Both teams' second half with one foul each. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. 18-9. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils in front. Working it back and forth. Hamilton Heights making it tough in the front court defensively. Picked up there, Adrian Tolan. They're working right side. High dribble. Picked up there on the loose ball. Picked up by Havie Cherry. They go back the other direction. Cameron Runner. She'll drive in the lane. They go off the bucket. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Gotta admit the defender was moving. Gotta admit Cameron Runner. Pretty much providing her own way through the hoop. Baylor with the foul on 22, Kennedy Martin. She has one on the lane. The only Husky on the lane is number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll shoot one. She's shooting 82% from a strike, and she gets that one. She's 63 for 77 on the season. First shot goes in. She'll get one at three-point play. 3:37 left. There'll be a timeout on the floor. 18-12. Lady Red Devils in front. We'll mention this game is also
in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. That's the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members of CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's these auto parts in Cicero. Going to be inbound. Left in the bucket on the baseline, Sarah Worth. The pass it right side to get the ball back from Vivian Hudson. Sarah Worth on the dribble to across the timeline. Tipped away from the backside, Cameron Runner, picked up by Cassie Schenkel. In the front court, going to be a hesitation dribble. Ella Hickok, we're going to call carrying the ball, and I'm sure this. 3:24 on the game clock. In front of the Husky bench, 18-12 contest brought in by Sarah Worth. To the back court on the dribble, Vivian Hudson. She'll pass it to the front court, Sarah Worth. She'll work it down low. Annie Karloffis, they're working her right there. And entry pass was good. 2 points off the glass for Karloffis. 20-12. Lady Red Devils in front by 8. On the dribble, outside the arc, Cameron Runner thought about a screen. Cassie Schenkel didn't use it. Working it back around, back out top, Ella Hickok. Hickok picked up her dribble, back to Cameron Runner behind the arc. They'll go right side, skip past Ella Hickok. They'll pass it down low. It's going to be tipped away. Tipped away right there by Colin. Back the other direction. Shot off the glass hard. Would not go. Shot taken by Sarah Worth. Rebound finally ends up in the hands of Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, she'll backpedal dribble. Working against her is Adrian Poland. Left side behind the arc. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. They're working back out. They'll pick up a screen. Cassie Schenkel, Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side behind the arc. 3-point shot. When you go, Katie Brown. Just off. We're working back to the front court after the rebound with the basketball. Lady Red Devils going baseline there at number 5. Sarah Worth. 2-point bucket good. 22-12. Lady Red Devils by 10. Cross this timeline at a walk pace. She'll shout out some directions. That's Ella Hickok. Work at right side, Katie Brown. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle one off the ball. Three officials, they're watching the court. They've got their sectional area that they're looking at, and they pick up another off-the-ball foul. It's whistled on Kennedy Martin. She has two. Team foul number 3. One thus far on the Lady Huskies. Back in the ball game, number 20. Kennedy Roten taking a breather is number 3. Katie Brown. So we're going back out top. Katie Roten working left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Working against her is Adrian Tolan. They're working right side. Cameron Runner, backpedal dribble. She's behind the arc. She's trying to work her way down. She'll hand off to Ella Hickok. Inside out. Katie Roten dropped the basketball. Pick it back up. Work it left corner baseline. Ella Hickok back to Katie Roten. In the paint. She'll pass back out of it. Have the carry. To the corner. 3-point shot. Rimmed off. Would go. Cameron Runner could get the 3. 1:17 on the game clock. Working to the left side. Outside the paint. Shot going to go from the baseline, Adrian Poland. Lady Huskies with the rebound. Crossing the back, the timeline right there. Working to the left side, Cameron Runner. Defense is good. Vivian Huston. Working to back out top. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. 22-12. Lady Red Devils in front. The cast in out of the cherry. Back to Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner going to drive baseline. Reverse layup. Right-handed. Going left side of the glass, 22-14. Lady Huskies trail by 8. In the front court, 37 seconds. Lady Red Devils, that's number 10, Adrian Tolan. They're working outside the arc, left side. Number 5, Sarah Worth, back outside. Kennedy Martin, 3-point shot. Couple steps behind the arc. Where'd he go? Rebound, Karen Sloan, picked up by Kennedy Martin. She'll pick up her dribble. She'll work on the left side, Sarah Worth. 15 seconds left. Here in the third quarter, back panel dribble, stationary. We're going to get her. Cameron Runner, going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to be the last touch, they say, by Lady Hester. Coach Keith and Cherry thought there might have been a defensive foul trying to get back to the ball. Cameron Runner dove after it. They call the ball out of bounds. They give it back to the Lady Red Devils. Going to be brought in left of the scores bench. Going to be brought in side court. Sarah Wirth. She'll bounce it in. Number 10, Adrian Poland. She'll work it right side on the dribble. 2 seconds. Not going to get a shot away. They will. No foul. It was an unorthodox type of shot. They elect not to blow the whistle. And probably rightfully so. Good ball game, 22-14. We'll mention the Lady Red Devils in front. We'll let you know. We are thankful for you listening to Put Me in Sports. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. This year they captured the 2022 Class 1A title. That was a good ball game, a good season, 27-6. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. That should mention, if you want to go to the website, PutMeInSports.com, there is a very good interview. 2021 football season, you can go to the second game, Tipton versus Central Catholic. That was on September 15th. You pull that game up and listen to it at the very beginning. In the pregame, you'll hear a very good interview after the coach's interview. What a gentleman. What a gentleman spoke that particular game. They bring the ball in to the front court. With the basketball, that's number 10, Adrian Poland. On the back panel dribble, double team with her. Right there was Tavis Cherry and Cameron Runner. Cross court pass behind the arc. Shot when you go 3-point land. Shot taken by Kennedy Martin. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on the Lady Red Devils. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, left of the bucket. 7:39 on the game clock. 22-14 brought in by Cameron Runner. On the dribble, shot pace crossing the timeline is number 2, Ella Hickok. Picking up instructions from Coach Keegan Cherry to work a right side. Right side should pick up the dribble. Cross-court pass, Katie Roten's open. 3-point shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Sarah Wirth. Defense in the backcourt. Hadley Cherry. Looking to whistle the foul, maybe after some band help. But anyway, they'll bring the ball in. They're going to whistle this foul on number 24, Hadley Cherry. She has 2 in the ball game. That's 4 thus far for the Lady Red Devils second half. 2 thus far for the Lady Huskies. A team does it. 7:07 on the game clock. Going to kick it out to the corner. Left-handed, 3-point shot, good. Ready for bucket. 24, Vivian Huston. Vivian Huston increasing that percentage with her 7th 3-point shot good on the season. They're working out behind the arc. Right elbow is extended. Cameron Runner, triple threat. She'll dribble right. She'll dribble. She'll work it back in. She'll go into paint. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Right side. 25-16. A 9-point difference. Katie Red Devils in front. 6:30 left. Fourth quarter. In the paint. Turnaround jumper. Didn't need the backboard. That was Annie Karlofsis for 2. Going to be a timeout called by the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The world mention 6:24 left here in the quarter. 27-16. Lady Red Devils in front. Going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is also tonight's game being brought to you in part by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. And a lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Right there in Noblesville. So they're working it right there. Going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights in the backcourt. Brought in by Hadley Cherry. She's getting into Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock is trot across the timeline. Could be picked up near the three-point line right there by number 10, Adrian Toler. She'll pass it left side. Cameron Runner in front of the Huskies bench. She'll work it back out. Back tail dribble looking for an opening. Goes to the corner with it. That's Katie Rhodes. She'll drive baseline. Back. They're working to Schaefer. They're working back out top to Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock going to work her right side back to Katie Rhodes. Now back to Ella. She'll drive the lane. She'll drive the lane. Ball six. Go back the other direction. Going to be picked up by the Lady Red Devils. Adrian Toler works it back around. Kennedy Martin back out top. Sarah Worth. They're working inside. Annie Karlofsis. They find her again. Right side. They're back playing her. And she picked up another two-point bucket. 29-16. 13-point advantage for the Lady Red Devils. Lady Huskies out top. Crossover dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. That crossover dribble's tough. Ella Hitchcock got a good one. So does Cameron Runner. There's evidence right there. 5:25 on the game clock. Back in the ball game, number 3, Katie Brown taking a breather. It's 23, Cassie Schakel. They're working down low. They're trying the alley-oop from Hadley Cherry in the paint there. Shot really go on the same jump. Takes a shot. That was Cameron Runner. Wouldn't go that time. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies during the rebound. Going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. She has 3. Team foul situation. Lady Huskies with 5. Second half. Lady Red Devils with 3. 29-16. Lady Red Devils in front. They're going to call a push foul to try a pass down baseline left of the paint. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies on the bone. This foul is going to be whistled on Ella Hitchcock. She picked up number 3 in the ballgame. 5:13 left here in the fourth quarter. 29-16. Lady Red Devils in front. Working out behind the arc. Right elbow finish. She'll dribble now. That's 24, Vivian Huston. Vivian Huston goes hard to the hoop. Lost the handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 5:07 left. Going to be brought into the backcourt. Cameron Runner, Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. Across the timeline, she'll slow it up just a bit. Out top, she's working, being worked against right there, number 10, Adrian Toler. She'll work it left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll bring it back out top. She'll reset the offense. That's Cameron Runner working against her. 24, Vivian Huston. They'll work her right side on the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. Inside out play, Cameron Runner. Scored off the rim, wouldn't go. 3-point lane. Rebound out of there, finally picked up by 22. Kennedy Martin on the dribble. She'll dribble left side. Going to go off the, trying to go off the glass. Ball's deflected. Going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. Going to go out of bounds. So the Lady Red Devils going to bring it in right of the bucket on their own baseline. Sarah Worth going to trigger the inbound. 4:29 left here in the fourth quarter. They'll bring it in. Outside the paint, turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. That was Adrian Tolan. Rebound, Ella Hitchcock. To cross the timeline and a trot pace. She'll work the right side, pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll pass back to Cherry. They'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. They'll work the ball back out to Cameron Runner. 4:10 on the game clock. On the dribble, she'll go right side. She'll bounce pass right there on Ella Hitchcock. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Right on line, a bit long. Going to go for Katie Brown. 3:55 on the game clock. In the front court with the basketball, Kennedy Martin. She'll give the ball back to Adrian Tolan on the back pedal dribble way out top. She'll work it right side to go to the corner with it. Sarah Worth. She'll look inside again and she'll find Annie Karlofsis for 2 points. Amy Karloftis, we'll mention her average is 6.9 per game. She's above that. 3:30 left here in the fourth quarter. 31-16. Lady Red Devils in front on the dribble out top. Cameron Rutter back to Ella Hitchcock. She'll work her right side. Katie Rose. She'll drive baseline. Kick it through the corner. Katie Brown back to Ella Hitchcock. Back out top. Thought about a shot. She'll dribble in. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Cameron Rutter going to go to the foul stripe. Then the whistle is foul on West Lafayette Red Devils. And the whistle is foul on Red Devil number 22. That's Kennedy Martin. She has 3 in the ballgame. Cameron Rutter at the foul stripe. She'll get the first one. 31-17. 3:10 left. Fourth quarter. Second shot, Cameron Rutter. Again, nothing but net. 3:10 on the game clock. They're bringing in to Sarah Word across the timeline. Kennedy Martin on the dribble. She'll work it down low off the glass. She's got a patent on that right side of the glass right there in the paint. 2-point bucket. Andy Karloftis. 2:55 on the game clock. On the dribble out top, Cameron Rutter gives it to Katie Roden. Triple threat available. She'll cross-court pass Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock going to penetrate to the baseline, bring it back out, but get it to Katie Roden. She'll drive the lane. There she tripped on a shoe, and sometimes they call that a blocking foul. So maybe the foot was stationary. So they call traveling violation on Katie Roden. 2:36 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is Adrienne Coleman. We're working back out top. Kennedy Martin behind the arc. She's going to go to the corner with it. Adrienne Coleman, 3-point shot, left corner baseline. Adrienne Coleman for 3. She entered the ballgame shooting 42%. They say 30% is good. And as I mentioned, they're shooting 30% as a team. The Lady Huskies, 35% as a team, but not this evening so far. 2 minutes left outside the arc. Ella Hitchcock, she'll work it down low. Off the hands, Tavia Carey. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Annie Karloftis. She gets the teammate right there, number 10, Adrian Coleman. They're going to whistle a foul. It'll be a push foul right there near the center court on the transition. Back in the ballgame from the Lady Huskies is 23, Cassidy Schakel. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. Going to be brought in half court. Sarah Worth, Lady Red Devils. Looking to get it in. Nearly stolen. Good defense there by Cameron Rutter. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. And Adrian Coleman, short to right side, well behind the arc. They go elbow right side to Worth. They go down low. Right side right there, barely in the paint. Credit the bucket. Number 22, Kennedy. Mark, 38-18. Balls in the front court. Crossover dribble. Ella Hitchcock's got a pass through the basket to go off the glass. 2-point basket. Ella Hitchcock. 1:20 on the game clock. 38-20. Cross-court pass in the backcourt. 24, Vivian Huston. They're going to cross the gym. They'll get it back to Adrian Tolman. Timeout's going to be called by Lady Red Devils. 1:10 left, 38-20. We'll mention. Try to get part of this. Coaches poll, Class 3A girls varsity basketball is tabulated on December 11th. Got the top 13. Sectional 22, Twin Lakes Lady Indians at 13-0. They're number 1. Sectional 23, number 2 is Thorwell Lady Knights, just headed 2. Sectional 26, number 3, that's Indian Creek Lady Braves. They're 11-0. Sectional 32, number 4 in the state, that's Evansville Memorial Tigers. They're 9-0. They better themselves by 2 positions in this poll from last week. 24 sectional. Number 5, Jay County, Lady Patriots. They're 9-1. Lady Huskies played them on the 12th of November. That was their loss. We'll mention sectional 30, number 6, Gordon Central, Lady Panthers. They're 11-1. Sectional 19, number 7, Mishawaka Marion, Lady Knights. Lady Knights are 10-2. Sectional 24, we'll pick that up in a moment, or we'll finish it following the game. We're going to bring the ball in from the side court.
opposite the scores bench is going to be West Lafayette Red Devils. Their number five, Sarah Wirth, going to trigger the inbound. Guarding the inbound person right here, Katie Roach. She had to work to get free, and she gets free, gets the pass. In the backcourt, Adrian Poland crossing the sideline, works it left side. Sarah Wirth on the dribble. They're working back left side. They get the ball back out top. It's Kennedy Martin. Triple threat available. She'll dribble now. Working against her is Ella Hickok. 50 seconds left. Working the right side with the basketball. Kennedy Martin back out top. Sarah Wirth back to Adrian Poland. Now back to Martin. Out near the center circle being picked up there by Ella Hickok. Double team. Cameron Renner almost got a steal. No friction. No foul. They get the ball back. They give it back to 24. Vivian Hudson. Ball tipped out of bounds. Good reflexes right there. That's Cameron Runner knocked it out of bounds. 31.2 left. Fourth quarter, 38-20. Red Devils, they Red Devils in front. Going to be a foul and a whistle in the backcourt. Going to be a foul whistle on number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner picks up the personal. She picks up her first foul, and she's played the whole game. She plays a clean ball game. So we're going back in. Kennedy Martin. Kennedy Martin with the basketball, so bring it back out. She's trying to pass out of it. They're going to whistle another foul. It's going to be whistled on Cameron Runner. And kind of inadvertent. She taps Kennedy Martin on, says, hey, there was nothing harmful meant there. She knows it. So Kennedy Martin at the foul line. Her shot wouldn't go. 23.2. She'll not earn the bonus. They'll bring the ball in from the backcourt. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. 23.2 left. Foul situation. Any common foul will put the other team at the stripe from here on out. 18 seconds left. In the backcourt, I should say in the back behind the three-point line, is Cameron Runner. They'll dish it around. Kennedy Roten, Ella Hickok to the corner. And they're going to point the other direction. She might have dropped step on that side court line. He didn't really motion, but I think that was the call. So 8.4 left. Lady Red Devils going to bring it in. They don't have to cross the timeline. Kennedy Martin going to run the clock out while she dribbles. Cameron Renner going to allow her to do so. 32 minutes gone by. Final score here at West Lafayette High School. West Lafayette Red Devils, 38. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky, 20. We'll finish up this December 11th, Class 3A. Class 3A at number 8 in the state at Sectional 24. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky, they're 10-1. Sectional 25 at number 9. And Danville, Lady Warriors, they're 10-2. Hamilton Heights played them early this year. We'll mention. At number 10, Sectional 20, Fairfield Lady Falcons, they're 11-1. Sectional 23 at number 11, that's the Northwestern Tigers, they're 9-2. Sectional 22 at number 12, the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, at 11-3, they're now 12-3. We'll mention at number 12, it's Sectional 22. Contender, that's West Lafayette Red Devils, as we just mentioned. And we'll mention at number 13, at the top 13, Class 3A for this week, Sectional 32, Gibson Southern Lady Titans. They're 6-3. And yes, we'll mention four Hoosier Conference team members in the top 13 this week. And we'll mention that game's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 game, it was Hamilton Heights and West Lafayette right here across conference. And also in the conference playing tonight, it might be concluded, Tri-West was at Benton Central. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention my wife back home, sound check. I said, we finally made my way here. Thankful to be here. And we do hope you'll tune in. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. It's going to be Tuesday, December 20th. LaPel Lady Bulldogs will be at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And we'll mention the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They're going to get to celebrate Christmas. They'll not have a game again until January 3rd. Everton could be on Tuesday, 2023, at 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. West Lafayette Red Devils at the Frankfurt Lady Hot Dogs. And I got to thank my halftime guest. That was very kind. Coach Shane Fry, the head coach of the West Lafayette Red Devils football team. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, any of the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.